K-Culture and Beyond. Over the last 20 years, South Korean pop culture has become increasingly popular not only in Korea, but also around the world. The popularity of K-drama and K-pop has impacted other aspects of K-culture, including an increased interest in learning the Korean language. According to the Modern Language Association, U.S. college student enrollment in Korean language classes rose 78% from 2009 to 2016, and between 2016 and 2021, it continued to show an increase of 38.3%. In the U.K., the number of higher education students taking Korean classes steadily increased from 2012 to 2018. As reported by the University Council of Modern Languages. This phenomenon shows that cultural products are being consumed outside of Korea, with more people wanting to join in the experience. The following fan confessions illustrate how cultural exposure is opening up doors to other exciting adventures. I'm Pierre Dubois from France. I have been a K-pop fan since middle school. That's when I was introduced to K-pop by a friend for the first time. I remember watching some music videos. I was immediately amazed by the choreography. Since that day, I have been hooked. I have a couple of favorite groups that I follow online and on TV. I even practice dance moves with friends, and we upload our practice videos to social media. Being part of this K-pop fandom gives me a much-needed break from books and schoolwork, too. My interest in K-pop naturally triggered my interest in learning the Korean language. I feel like I can't connect completely with the song unless I understand what the lyrics are trying to convey. To be honest, I do not particularly enjoy studying, but learning Korean is different. My desire to try to connect with my favorite artists in their language is a huge motivation for me. Learning Korean is a slow process, but the feeling I get when my favorite artist responds to me is fantastic. The greatest gift is that I now realize that there's a whole other world out there.
My name is Anna Valera. I am from the Philippines, and I am a big fan of K-drama. My first encounter was about 4 years ago when I was 15. I came across a Korean drama on the internet, and it captured my imagination. Everything about Korea was completely new to me at the time, so every show kept my attention from start to finish. Since I was watching so much TV, my parents put limits on what I could and couldn't watch. But the funny thing is, they are fans now too. At first, I was attracted to the stylish fashion of the actors. Eventually, I slowly became attracted to the dramas with emotionally charged storylines pulling on my heartstrings. Also, the familiar cultural themes made it easy for me to engage with the story. The emphasis on family, respect for elders, and the central role of food as an expression of love. I guess these are aspects that most non-Koreans can also relate to. Watching different shows sparked my desire to try the various Korean foods that I saw in K-drama. Luckily, there is a Korean grocery in my town, so I can buy the ingredients and experiment with Korean dishes at home. Also, I have a Korean neighbor who gives me some useful tips on Korean cooking. I practice Korean with her, and I'm planning to enroll in an online Korean class next semester. I believe that my favorite shows will be even more enjoyable as my Korean improves. Getting hooked on K-drama opened up a new world for me. I have become more cosmopolitan and appreciative of different cultures. More importantly, it has given me a new goal in life, which is to travel to Korea. I want to explore the locations from my favorite shows, eat the local food, and enjoy an authentic Korean experience. Just thinking about this trip makes me super excited, but I won't learn unless I dive in.